You might wonder where Tony learned how to play like that. He spent some recreational time down at my place, Camp Howdy, where spiritual sport helps you understand how to do things in life. And we were actually sitting around in the campfire one night, kind of surprising ourselves, when out from in between the Ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines came a dude of an hombre, had dreadlocks hanging down, red bloodshot, rolling eyes, and smoke coming out of his ears. Just normal sort of guy you might meet down there. And had on a beaver skin hat and a leopard skin vest and lizard skin boots and bear skin chaps. He had endangered species all over his body. And he took one look at us and he fell face down in the campfire, sucked up all the flames, blew out a smoke ring, spit out a live coal, and looked at us and said, what are you boys? Hippies? Howdy. We were vegetarians. Oh, veggie wood. So you boys, climb out of that campfire and come with me. I'm going to teach you about the true spiritual sport. Spiritual. He called it spiritual sport. Boys, we're going to fly with the Free Mexican Air Force tonight. Well, when he said spiritual sport, we climbed out of that campfire, went on back into our L.L. Bean catalog tent, and pulled on our cotton drawstring mail order yogi trousers with the extra flap and slipped into a comfortable pair of them wooden sandals with the red rubber spikes come up in the bottom of your feet, keep your chi moving like Elvis all day long. And we were ready for the spiritual sport. So we followed this dude whose name was Beauregard Hooligan out across a bean field to an old B-25 that was sitting in the midnight moonlight. And we climbed aboard, and he motioned me forward into the co-pilot seat, and I felt proud. And then he whistled. 25 guys in sombreros and pajamas came running out from in between the Ocotillo cactus and the pinon pines, and they pulled the blocks out from under the wheels, and we started rolling down across the bean field. But as we got to the end of the bean field, I noticed a dark chasm looming ahead. And as the engines weren't running, I turned to Beauregard and I said, does this thing fly? What are you, boy? Superstitious? Well, I caught his drift as we went over the cliff. Plummeting down through the void, not a sound of technology to disturb the ecology. I turned to Beauregard to express my appreciation for the zen-like quality of this moment, and he just smiled and handed me something that looked like the New York Sunday Times rolled into a giant 4.5-foot cone shape with a fuse at one end. And the fuse was lit. And he just looked at me and said, hey, man, you drive. I did. I grabbed hold of the little wheel, pulled back, and a miracle occurred. The right prop kicked in. We spiraled upwards. We were airborne, flying upside down over the border, just below the radar and just above the paraquat into the beautiful land of Mexico. And that's when this song came to my mind. Yeah.